I am loving.
I am fabulous.
I am beautiful.
I am saved.
I am a victor.
I am faithful.
I am devout.
I am accepted.
I am a Christian. I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
I am MCC.
I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
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 Our scripture reading is taken from the Gospel according to Matthew, from the beginning of chapter 17 all the way to verse 20. We are reading from the NRSV translation. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and his brother John and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became bright as light. Suddenly, there appeared to them Moses and Elijah, talking with him. Then Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will set up 3 tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, suddenly a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my son, the beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell to the ground and were overcome by fear. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Get up and do not be afraid." And when they raised their eyes, they saw no one except Jesus himself alone. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus ordered them, "Tell no one about the vision until after the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." And the disciples asked him, "Why then do the scribes say that Elijah must come first?" He replied, "Elijah is indeed coming and will restore all things, but I tell you that Elijah has already come, and they did not recognize him, but they did to him whatever they pleased. So also the Son of Man is about to suffer at their hands." Then the disciples understood that he was speaking to them about John the Baptist. When they came to the crowd, a man came to him, knelt before him, and said, "Lord, have mercy on my son, for he has epilepsy and suffers terribly. He often falls into the fire and often into the water, and I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him." Jesus answered, "You faithless and perverse generation, how much longer must I be with you? How much longer must I put up with you? Bring him here to me." And Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of him, and the boy was cured from that moment. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, "Why could we not cast it out?" He said to them, "Because of your little faith. For truly I tell you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it'll move. And nothing will be impossible for you." Listen to what the Holy Spirit is telling us today.
Nung isang gabi pa ako gumagawa ng sermon, hindi ko mabuo-buo. So parang tulad ni Doc, at least si Dr. Kwok mas expert sa extemporaneous. I will try that today. May copy ba siya? Okay. So yun yung thank you to Dan for our scripture reading. Nasa UAA pa rin si Dan. And before my preaching again, I want to thank si Jack, si Chris, sa mga kahagaran. No? Lalo na nung kinailangang kunin ang gamit sa chapel. Kay Sean, no? Kay Kuya Vince, kay Josh, sa board, no? Sa board at sa ministry leaders for the work being put. Not just general conference, but many other kahagaran sa ministry. Yan. And of course, a denomination for supporting us to have this micro-mini conference or actually, ang tawag nila watch party. General conference watch party. Hindi ko bet watch party. So, micro-mini conference ng Open Table. And again, kay kinakuya Eric, no? Kuya Ariel for the food natin. Yeah. And sa inyo, sa pagpunta dito, siyempre, effort din yan. Naglaan kayo ng oras, ng panahon. Some of you contributed to also to for the work here. Ganyan, no? Kay Pastor Irma, kay Carlene, kay Gio, kay Pastor Kakar. Ayan, very insti. No? So, narinig natin yung ano, no? Yung pinili kong reading for today, the Transfiguration. Anong napansin niyo? Meron bang isang lutang na nag-jump out dun sa ano story? Bukod sa accent and outfit ni Dan. Meron ba? Ganilang faith. Sige, babalikan natin. Bago sa point na yon, ano yung sinabi ni Jesus? How long must I be with you all? Parang ako din yata yung nagsasalita. Charot! Charing! Ngayon ko lang na, actually ngayon nga lang nagdoon sa akin eh. No? So sabi niya, how long must I be with you all? Ano sabi? Perverse and faithless people, ganyan. In short, pagkatapos nung transfiguration, yung trans-diva chuwari-wariwap niya sa taas ng bundok, pagbaba niya, ang unang bumungod sa kanila, oo, demonyo, pagalingin niyo po ang aking anak na may sapi na nagkukos sa kanyang ano, epilepsy, sumayaw-sayaw ng walang control, mag-dance-dance ng walang control. At itapon ang kanyang sarili sa apoy, ganyan, no? Endanger himself. At yun nga, sagot ng ni Jesus is, ano ba naman ito? Hanggang kailan ba ito? Hanggang kailan ba ganito? Kabababa ko lang yun kagad. Diba? Yun yung, although medyo iba yung interpretation ni Dan sa kanyang way ng pagsabi, no? Ako kasi na-imagine ko yung ano, yun na, pagoda na si G. Kahit kakapahinga pa lang niya. Bagong labay yung damit niya. Oo, Mr. Clean, kasi nga transfiguration eh. Di ba? White na white. Ganyan. So, kakaano ko pa lang, eksena kagad, di ba? And doon ako nag-resonate with sa mga naging chika natin today, kahapon, yung paulit-ulit na chika na nakakabagod ng buhay, Jesus, ay napapagod. At ito nga, kahit kapapahinga pa lang, kaka-transfiguration pa lang, may hanash ka agad si Jesus. Kasi may ganun din tayo, di ba? Kaka-pahinga pa lang natin, kaka-bakasyon pa lang natin, babalik tayo sa opisina, o kung saan man tayo babalik. Ito na naman po. Ganyan, diba? So we resonate with that even Jesus felt exhausted, felt tired experiencing what we all are experiencing. Pero tulad ni Jesus, anong chika niya? Asa na ba? Bring him to me. Yung sabi nga ni Mars ni Sean kahapon, kay Ralph, kahit na inis ka na, puhugot ka pa rin sa wallet. Sige na nga sa mga breadwinner. Wala kang magawa, kailangan magpatuloy. Si Jesus kailangan magpatuloy. At yung so back up tayo ng konti sa Transfiguration, story of Transfiguration. Familiar tayo sa story na yan if you grew up in church. Talagang taon-taon yan, may portion of the year na palagi yung chinichika ng sermon. At dun sa transfiguration, so umakyat sila sa bundok after mag-preaching, magpagaling ni Jesus, ganyan. Umakyat sila sa taas ng bundok, binitbit niya lang yung kanyang inner circle. So diba may 12 disciples, tapos meron pang iba pang disciples. Pero ang sinama niya lang para magbakasyon din at magpahinga ay yung Simon, Peter, James, and John, yung tatlo. So, umakyat sila sa bundok. Tama ba? Mamaya mali yung sinabi ko. Sa, si Peter, si James, si John. Yung kanyang inner circle. And usually, ganun nga. No? Pag umaalis si Jesus, alis muna ako. Pahinga. Often then, we hear that in the... Jesus went away in a distant place to pray. Sometimes by himself, sometimes with the inner circle group. And then imagine kung, kung hindi siya mag-isa, kasama niya yung tatlo, bukod sa pahinga, magmi-meeting pa yan. O ano nang ganap natin mga te? Ano, parang mag-a-assessment din. O ano, yung, nag-ministry tayo nung ano, ito yung mga ginawa natin, ito yung mga ano natin. Effective ba? May impact ba? Ganyan, no? Tapos pray, pahinga, ganyan. At yun din, part din, yung prayer, yung contemplation, no? And contemplative, bukod kay Jesus, contemplatives will usually describe what they call as the God moments. God moments, no? Hindi nila ina-expect yon, hindi nila hinihingi yon, but in the regular practice of contemplation, suddenly there is this God moment. No, sa mga contemplatives na Therese of Avila, sa modern si Thomas Merton, Richard Rohr, nagkakaroon sila ng God moment. And I think that is one, the transfiguration was, I don't think na it was intended to have that diva moment. No? The intention lang noon, and again, I'm reading into ano, ACGCs nito, I'm imagining, filling in the gaps. I'm trying to imagine what was not said in the story. No, ini-imagine ko na, ang intention lang talaga, silang apat, si Jesus at yung tatlo, akyat ng mountain, magdasal, mag-usap, magpahinga, matulog, ganon. At mag-assess, siguro, sa ministry nila. No? At siguro, habang nagpe-pray sila, nag-contemplative practice sila in their Jewish tradition, then there was a certain experience, a God moment that was not expected to happen. And the God moment was so amazing, sabi nga, you are amazing God, sabi sa kanta kanina, was so amazing, was so, antag dito, kakaiba. At dun sa story ang sinabi, yun nga nagningning ang karamitan ni binuhusan siya ni Mr. Clean at nagningning sa kaputian ang katawan at damit ni Jesus. At na-stuck na tayo sa ganung image ni Jesus. But anyway, that's another story. Nagningning siya tapos lumitaw ang mga backup dancers na Chiwariwariwap. Si Moses at si Elijah biglang umapir sa kanan at sa kaliwa. Chiwariwariwap. Hindi ba? At imagine niyo ba na naka-afro ano sina ano so, with the lights and all. At may pa voice over si God. Yeah, biglang may pa voice over. Okay, mag-start ng show. So, na-witness ni Peter, James and John at siyempre bida-bida to si Peter, palagi naman si Pedro. The experience was so amazing that he said, let's stay here. I will build a tent. We will build a tent for one for you, Lord, one for Elijah, and one for Moses. And the one of the regular interpretations is that because Peter and many of us want to capture that moment and to stay in that moment. That amazing diva moment. Diba, meron ba kayong mga napapanood sa Netflix or even sa O-Bar na anto yung drag show that you just don't want it to end? Ay, tapos na yung series! Ano ba yan? Bitin! Diba, ako yung isa yung The Good Place na series. Ay, bitin! Saka yung ano, kahit sobrang tagal niya na, seven series na si Grace and Frankie. Bitin! Tapos na, ano ba yan? Saka parang pinilit yung tapos. May ganun. We want to one of the wisdoms of contemplation is that one of the problems of humanity is we want to make things permanent when the reality is impermanence. Everything is moving, everything is changing. And yon, Peter wanted to stay on the mountain, wanted to stay there in that moment, in that vision. Kasi, kumbaga, parang hindi lang si Jesus, siyempre si Jesus ganyan, sinusundan nila. Nakita din nila si Moses. Di ko nga alam paano nila na-identify na si Moses yun eh, no? May painting ni Moses sa bahay nila, na puti, no? At si Elijah. But no matter how, paano nila nakilala, siyempre, Moses was the, for the Jewish people, was the person. It's not even Jesus. The person. Nahihimatayin ka pag nakarabing elbows mo. Diba? Pag nakakuha ng signature ng autograph, paano si Ate Shawi? Or BTS ngayon, diba? Kaya, gano'n na lang yung amazement na naging luka-luka kagad, fanatic luka-luka kagad si Pedro. I want to keep this moment. I want to stay. I want to stay in this mountain. Gugo, ha? Oh, nilagay ko dito. I wanted to keep Troy Perry. So ganon, no? And andun pa yung context nga. Again, this is not written in the text. I'm filling in the gap na originally, intentionally, pumunta sila doon, I think, bukod sa magpahinga, i-assess yung ministry. I-assess yung asa na ba sila. Ano man na bang dapat nilang gawin? Saan pa sila kailangan pumunta? Ilan pa bang bayan-bayan ang kanilang dapat puntahan? Effective ba ang pagpipreach niya? Nagigets ba ng mga tao ang kanyang mensahe? And siyempre, sa assessment na yon, bago nangyari yung chiwari-wari-wap moment, baka parang tulad natin, mabayan, nakapagod na. Pwede rin hindi nagsalita si Pedro at that moment. I mean, nagsalita siya pero hindi niya sinilabas yung mga frustration niya. Di ba? Nakapagod ng ministry, nakapagod ng advocacy, mabayan. Hindi naman nawawala yung Roman Empire. Korap pa rin yung nasa templo. Yung mga Saduceo at mga Pariseo sa templo. Naman pakailam sa taong bayan, sa ibang mga Hudyo. Basta't sila hayahay dun sa templo. Kapagod na, ganyan. Naman nangyayari. Pataas pa rin ng pataas ang taxes. In the Roman times, one of the main oppression other than violence is the violence of taxes. Yung occupation is mainly taxes, get the resources of the people, and bring it to Rome. So, yan yung mga nangyayari. Wala naman, ano ba? Ano bang, may mangyayari ba sa lahat ng ginagawa natin? Assessment nila Jesus on top of the mountain. And then, the chiwari-wari-wap dazzling. So, may ganung context. At least, I imagine it, ganung context. Kaya, ganun na lang yung kagustuhan ni Pedro. Dito na lang tayo sa taas ng bundok at sa fourth floor. Fourth floor to, no? Fourth floor din tayo sa De Oro Building. Diba? What a coincidence. Search ko ngayon. Ano may number four? Oh, tayo na natin. Pero sa Chinese, malas yun eh. Yan. So, dito na lang tayo sa taas ng bundok. Happy-happy na lang tayo. Because we are now, we live to see and experience a divine moment. A divine moment. Ba't pa natin kailangan bumaba ng bundok? Pero bumaba pa rin sila, wala silang magawa. Bumaba pa rin si Jesus. Si Jesus pa rin, hindi, no, let's go. Let's go down. Let's, you know, ganyan. Pagbaba ni Jesus, unang bumungad nga sa kanya, Lord, pagalingin niyo yung anak. Parang, oh, tara, let's go. Baba na tayo. Ito na yung moment natin. So, pag ano ni Jesus, oh, pagalingin. anak ng putya naman, no? Di pa kami may ganap ka agad na ganito? Pwede bang bumuelo? Diba? Di man lang makabuelo? Yun nga sabi, hindi na nga kami makagalaw, sasayaw pa, sayaw ka agad. Diba? Di ba pwedeng ganun-ganun lang muna? So may ganun. And valid naman yung feelings na yan. Valid ang feelings and thoughts. Nung naghanas tayo for this past 2 days about sa mga kapaguran natin, hindi lang sa advocacy, hindi lang sa ministry, pero sa mga personal nating buhay, wala naman sa atin nagsabing hindi mali yung nararamdaman mo. Hindi naman sinabing mali yung naiisip mo. And certainly in the same way in the text, in the story. Valid ang kapaguran. And yun na sinasabi ko, okay lang ang mapagod. Actually, mali nga yung sinasabing, huwag mapagod. So, huwag nyo nasasabihin yan, ha. Okay lang mapagod. Okay lang magpahinga. Basta't magpapatuloy. At yun. And that's why valid din naman yun. Sabi ko nga, yung pakiramdam ni Peter na gusto niya na lang sa taas ng bundok. Masaya eh. Hindi yun masama. Siyempre, may mga moments lang din naman na sablay ang chika. Bakit? MCC, dami rin naman ang sablay ng MCC, ng open table. Pati ng denomination. So, okay lang yun. Pero yun, kailangan natin i-recognize na kaya may mga ganong moments, may God moments, may conference moments, and other moments, celebrations, is yun yung nag-e-energize sa atin to, again, move. Stop. If you need to go up the mountain, to stop, to assess, and to celebrate, so that because of those things, we can then move. We can then continue to move. At ang sabi sa ang theme natin is to be transformed. Transformation is not a one moment thing like the transfiguration. Transformation is process, it is a journey, and ang kabuuan ng transformation ay ang maraming iba't ibang moments, God moments, and even demon moments. Kasama din yun, yung demon moments. The sad moments. The painful moments. Kasama yun dun sa transformation. Yung lahat yun, magkakasama lahat ng karanasan na yan. Kaya nga, the transformation is not in the transfiguration, but in the resurrection. And then in the Pentecost. Yung kabuuan nung kwentong yun. And that we need to be aware and we also need to lift up those moments. Yung transformation ni Jesus, yung sa baptism niya, diba? Nagkaroon din ng pa-voice over at pagbaba ng Holy Spirit. God moment. Yung story of walking on water. Maeksena talaga si Jesus eh. Mahilig siya sa mga grand entrance. No? Walking on water, na akala siya ay isang multo. At hindi na kontento. Bida-bida na naman si Pedro. Ako din, Lord, gusto ko rin. Gusto ko rin tumari-wari-warp sa dagat. Diba? And then, yung segment 2, hindi naman na naglakad sa tubig, pero I will calm the storm, maalagaladriel. You have no power here. Tumigil ang storm. Diba? Yung mga ganong God moments. Mga ganong God moments. We need those. In order for us to go down the mountain and continue the struggle, continue the work, At hindi lang sa mountain, sabi ko God moment yung sa dagat, sa lake. We need those events, those happenings so that we can move out of the boat, go back to the shore, walk again to the many places that needs to hear the message, and to the many places in which we need to hear the message also. It's not always going somewhere so that we can bring the message. It's also going somewhere so that we can hear the message that is in the place already. And so, ano ba ito itatawid sa MCC? Yung lahat ng chika natin today, at ako kasi medyo nagbabalansin na ako sa individual na aspeto ng pananampalataya, di ba? Kasi may times nga no na sobrang haggard yung ano eh, puro justice, nawawala yung si personal. But now, yun, ibabalik ko naman yung sa justice. That so sa mga pinag-usapan natin today, good naman yon, justice is personal, it is within your lived experience, and you can go home, do things with your family, that is good. Justice starts at home because oppression starts at home. Pero dito na ako papasok ng shameless promotion ng MCC. That justice work, while it is personal, it is also collective. It is group work, community work. You cannot do justice work alone. You cannot do justice work just at home. And so, ilang beses ko na itong binanggit in the past, if you, at nabanggit ko kagabi kay JT, hindi lahat my calling sa MCC while I'm promoting it. I'm also saying na hindi lahat tinawag sa MCC kasi pwedeng tinatawag ka sa ibang lugar. Tulad ni Pastora. Diba? Ilang beses namin Trinay yan. Trinay. Dito ka na lang. Pero hindi siya dito tinatawag. At baka yung MCC din is may specific purpose lang din siya para kay kay Pastora. Pero at the same time, so may mga hindi tinawag sa MCC, pero baka naman tinatawag ka sa MCC. Baka ito ang spiritual home mo. Baka pinagpipilitan mong isiksik ang sarili mo sa kung saang sanctuary-wari-wap. Eh, hindi nga yun ang music mo. Hindi nga yun ang sayaw mo. Hindi yun ang dance group mo. Baka dito ka tinatawag. Baka ito ang dito. Pag sinabi ko naman calling, hindi always ibig sabihin ng calling magpapastor. Dahil isang malaking kaadjitan ko din yung pag sinabing calling, pastor kagad. Pinagpipilitan ang pagpapastor. Diba? Kaya ang dami namin problematic na ano eh. Ano pa masabi ko? Diba? Calling yan. Pero again, you discern that. Wrong number pala. You discern that maybe this is your home, this is the community for you. Maybe this is where your life, your talent, your skills, and even your resources. Wala namang ministry, hindi kailangan ng resources. Kahit naman si Jesus eh, diba? May mga kababaihang nagpondo ng kanyang ministry. So, maybe this is your community. Maybe not. You pray for it, you decide on it, but I hope you make a decisive decision. For the specific work that is of MCC. Hindi naman nagkiklaim ang, kahit nga sa statement of faith, hindi naman nagkiklaim ang MCC na we have it all. And we are the only way, the truth, and the life. Sa amin lang kayo maliligtas. Hindi, walang ganun. Walang, maliligtas sa MCC? Walang ganun, Mars. But, perhaps, this is where you can grow. This is where you can learn. This is where those learnings, those changes can happen and can also do something in other people's lives. Sabi ko, maski nga yung mga wala na dito sa MCC, maski yung mga umalis na ng Open Table or ng MCC in general, isang chikahan namin ni, kanina ba chinika yun? Nasa taxi kami. Sabi ko, may mga umalis sa MCC na minsan, wala na sila sa MCC pero nag-start silang gumawa ng mabuti on their own. And minsan dahil sa pag-aasim sa MCC na hindi ko kailangan ng MCC para maging mabuting tao. May ganyan. Kaya gagawa ako ng sarili ko. That is okay. If for whatever reason or purpose, gumagawa ka ng mabuti, anuman ang rason niyon, pero dahil MCC ang nagtulak sa'yo noon, negative man o positive, well and good. For me, it is still good. Na somewhere out there, you are still doing God's work. But again, sa kayong nandito, sa mga nanonood sa atin dyan, nakikinig kasama natin sa online. Ewan ko lang yung streaming kanina. Ayo, make your decision soon, please. Make your decision soon. Make it decisive. You don't need to replace me, pero okay lang din, pwede natin pag-usapan. Because the work is something that we need to do together. We need to do together. Hindi forever si Pastor Joseph. Hindi forever si Jack. And even in, diba, in advocacy activism, hindi pwedeng same faces all the time. If we want to continue, if you want other people to experience what you experience, what you learned, you have, at some point, it no longer is about you. Tatawid ka na dun sa, diba, pinag-usapan natin kahapon ba o kanina na, sarili mo naman. Hindi natin in-invalidate yun, tama yun. Pero, dahil naranasan mo na yung ibig sabihin ng ano yung ibig sabihin ng sarili mo naman, dapat at some point yung spiritualidad mo is hindi na siya about you. Kasi okay ka na. Na-transform ka na. At patuloy ka pa rin naman itatransform. Pero yung patuloy mong pagtatransform ay hindi na sa'yo. Natatransform ka na kasi natatransform na yung iba. Nagiging instrumento ka na ng transformation ng iba. Nagiging instrumento ka na ng transfiguration, trans-diva, chuwari-wari-wap ng iba. Instrumento ka na yung iba, ma-witness din yung Jesus. And hope, yun nga, the hope is sana dito sa MCC, if you are being called here. Now, perfecto ba ang MCC? Hindi. Bakit perfecto ba yung Jesus? Perfecto ba yung grupo ni Jesus noon? Yung first Christian, si Pedro? Si Juan? Yung mga disciples niya, dami din nilang sablay, di ba? At nung pinako siya sa krus, ipabago siya ipako sa krus, nasan silang lahat? Yung mga lalaki, lahat ng lalaki na wala. Babae lang natira. Amen ba? May nagalit, nagalit yung ano, patriarchy. Sensitive. Diba? So hindi rin naman perfecto ang MCC. No movement or organization, NGO, kahit yung bagong NGO. No, there is no perfect organization or institution or group or church. Pero saan pag naranasan mo, saan mo nararanasan yung sabing buhay na ganap at kasaya-saya despite all the challenges, despite all the struggles? Bakit ka na, di ba si Kuya Vince, ginagawa kong poster boy si Kuya Vince, na 22 years sa MCC. Sa lahat ng katsakahan sa MCC, lalo na nung darker days, dark ages, andyan pa rin siya. We still continue. Pahipahinga lang. Assess ulit. Diba? Regroup ulit. Puna-puna. Importante yan. Accountability. Actually, dyan mahina ang MCC eh. Ah, well, simbahan na sa sabagay. Oo, lahat nga naman ng simbahan. Ganun. Pati MCC. Puna, pagpuna sa kanyang sarili. Pagpuna sa kanyang sarili bilang simbahan. Pagpuna sa ating sarili bilang individual. Holding ourselves accountable. Yun yung sinasabi kong may mga discomfort na hindi siya masama, pero nakakatulong siya in the long haul. Pagpuna, isa yan. Self-accountability and accountability with others helps you to run the long stretch, sabi nga ni Paul, the long stretch of faith. Ang mahabang pakikibaka at pananampalataya. Isa ang pagpuna. So, pagpapatuloy, tatapos ko na, umahaba na ang aking extempo, baka hindi. Yun lang, bababa tayo mula sa fourth floor, sa Gilmore Tower. At pagpapatuloy na naman ang regular programming ng Open Table. I hope we will have new people in the what we call the MCC movement. The Open Table work and ministry, so that other people can, other young LGBT people, sino man na ma-encounter natin, can also experience what you have experienced, can be transformed as you have been transformed. Di ba sabi din, do not be conformed, be transformed. Isang bagay lang na huwag tayong mag-conform. Pagiging prescriptive na ako. Yung pandemic, in-isolate tayo ng pandemic. At nung pandemic, gusto ko nang magsama-sama tayo ulit, mag-face-to-face, mag-chwari-wari-warap tayo ulit, magkakasama, ganyan. Nung nag-emerge na, makakalabas-labas na ng konti, mga bakla, asan na kayo? Asan na kayo? But sa loob ng chapel sa Alfonso de Oro building, wait lang, pa tayo na naman ang nandito? Diba? There is this thing that's happening because of the pandemic where people are choosing to be isolated, to be separated rather than go back to a real sense of community and connection. Baka hindi tayo aware na yung kagustuhan natin, siyempre may mga konteksto naman at sitwasyon na okay ang work from home. At baka mas okay siya for some people kasi nakatipid ka nga sa ganyan, di ba? Pero merong mga bagay na hindi mag-work and will never work virtually. At baka hindi tayo aware, hindi kayo aware na you are keeping a new closet. You are staying and becoming comfortable to a new form of closet that isolates you and separates you from the rest of your people. Let us not conform to that. Let us reclaim a true sense of community, a true sense of ministry and advocacy, going outside of closets, outside of chapels, outside of this fourth floor room. Mag-start na tayong magbigay ng leaflets tulad ng mga Nazi people sa Germany na namimigay ng leaflets, tulad ng ibang denominasyon na, diba? No, because the process, one of my ano is that the content is bad. It's a hateful content na pinalalaganap nila. But the manner, the process of how they give that content is effective. Diba? Yung nitong campaign, ngayon lang natin na-realize na effective pala ang house to house. Kahit hindi nanalo, it is an age-old effective way if you really want to reach people. Talk to them. Go to them. Talk to them. Listen to them. Actually, listen muna bago talking. Listen to them. Gusto natin dumaan. Sabi ni Jack kanina, huwag naman, sabi niya kay Kuya Vitz, huwag naman tayong tatlo-tatlo na lang. Eh baka kailangan natin mag-legwork. Kahit sa GA Tower man lang. At sa California Gay Dance. So I end the preaching. Let's go down the mountain. Let's get out of boats. We need those things, those God moments, but let us not stay in those, in boxes and in those God moments. Use them to move us. Sabi ni nung sa ano, let us pay attention to justice work. Let us pay attention to our resources. Ano yung resources natin to move us, that we do not get stuck. Community, prayer, contemplation, one another, friends, MCC. And let us make a decision. Let us locate ourselves and let us make a decision. Am I being called to MCC? Where am I being called? Saan ako tinatawag para makibaka at makipagpanday para sa isang lipunan, sa isang makatarungan, mapagmahal na lipunan hindi ko masisilayan? Saan ako tinatawag? Again, pwedeng sa MCC, pwedeng sa ibang lugar. But make a decision. A decisive decision.